And I'll accept to be married to you because of that. So lach riz mekudeshes, that's called a good kedushin. So Rashi says, b'shenas maloi, when the husband gives the money to this other man that she told him to, so then that's called kesef kedushin. It's considered like he gave something to her, she received hanor from the husband, and that's a good kedushin. Why? Midin aruf, by the lach of a kosina, an aruf. Aruf, every time there's somebody borrows money, and then he has an aruf, a cosigner. Now, why is the cosigner machayah to pay back the money? How does an aruf work? Aruf, lav afagaz lemati anoliyode. The aruf, the cosigner, he does not receive any money. Like this shleimer, the one that borrows $1,000, he has the chiyuv to pay back the money, because he got the $1,000. But when the person becomes a cosigner, where's his chayvus? Why is he machayev to pay back the money? He didn't receive anything. So what do you have to say? Lav afagav lemoti anol yodei, ko mishab nafshi, still he puts the schiv upon himself. Why? We'll soon see. Is hayis a sanami, the lady also. Afagav lemoti anol yodei, ko mishab nafshi nafshi. Rashi doesn't say, but it tells me so. So he doesn't say. Here's the story, it's a hanor, that you're listening to me. In other words, the cosigner has a tremendous amount of anor, that the reason why the malva, the borrower, is giving the money to the one that's borrowing it, is only because you are taking the achrayus to pay back. So the cosigner has a tremendous enjoyment, the fact that you listen to me. In other words, it's like the cosigner is telling the malva, go give the labor the money, and for the fact that you're listening to me, and you're giving the malva is giving the money to the labor, the cosigner has enjoyment. So from that enjoyment is called worth money, and the Arav is Meshabed himself. It's sort of like the Arav receives something, and when you receive Hanoh enjoyment, the way it works is, when you receive something, automatically, like you're Mechoyah, to give something back for that. Or at least you could be Mechayah yourself to give something back. So that's the Chayvus of an Arav. The reason why a cosign has a Chiyuv to pay back the Chayvus is because he had enjoyment, he had Hanoh, that the person listened to him. Here also, this Isha right now, the lady told the husband, go give my friend Reuven money. So when the husband gives Reuven money, she has a satisfaction, she has anor that you listen to me. So that satisfaction is worth something, so the anor that the husband is giving it to her, she's mukadashus. Yeah. What about another case? Hey lachmona v'skachi l'ploini. Let's say the man, the wife says, hey lachmona, take this money. No, forget, a shliach right now. Reuven made a shliach to marry his wife. Reuven made Shimon a shliach and told Shimon, go make kedushin for my wife. Now Shimon the shliach went and did not give the money of the mishalach of Reuven, but rather used his own money. What's going to be of halach money? Shimon now, the shliach, says to the wife, take this money, v'skachi l'ploini, but I want you to be married to my friend Reuven, because he sent me to marry you, but it's not his money, it's my money. So the Kadeshis, you know, still the Kadushin is good. Even though the husband is not giving any money, still the Kadushin is good. Midin Eved Kenani. This works from a din of an Eved Kenani. Eved Kenani. Lav afagav deloy kochos of loymidi kokonya nafshei. By Eved Kenani, there's such a loch, if somebody else pays money to the master to free the Eved Kenani becomes freed. So it comes out somebody else is giving the money to the master. So, even though the Eved himself did not receive any, the Eved himself did not pay any money, but since somebody paid money for the Eved Kenani goes out free. So, hi Gav Renami, this man also, the husband, afagav deloy kochos of lemidi, even though he himself is not losing any money, he did not shell out any money. But kokan yalol hayisasa, still he could be kind to his wife, because why? Somebody else paid the money for him. So that's the chiddush of Eved Kenani. If somebody else pays the money for you, you could go out free because of that. Here also, if somebody else pays the money kedushin for the husband is mekudesh to her. It's considered like the money came from the husband. That's what we see the Eved Kenani. What's going to be another case? Of tain mona leploini, that the wife says to the man, give money to my friend, v'yakanesh ani loy, and I'll be married to him. So the double, you have to use Mekodesh, here, Dushin helps, Medin Shneem, because of both of them. That, because what did she say? She told the man, she told her, your husband, give the money to somebody else, and not she said to the husband, she said to the Shliach, give the money to somebody else,
and if you give the money to somebody else, I'll be married to this other man, to the Mashal, the one you're sending me to. So she's Mekadesh, she's Medim Shneim. Oriv, Lav Afagad Lekamati and Aliyodei Komeshav Anashe. And Oriv, the co-son, doesn't get anything. Hayitzanami, this wife also. Afagad Lekamati, even though she doesn't receive any Anor, of the Komatna Nashe, still she can marry herself off, because the He Anor, the enjoyment, that the man is listening to her, for that enjoyment she could be married off. So Mara says, Midami, is there any like? Oriv. Yeah, alright, wait, I will stop here. We'll go with this Gemara tomorrow night. You're holding the Zayin Amar Aleph. Okay, in the middle of the Gemara it says a Chiddush that there are two ways you can Mekadesh an Isha, even though you don't give her directly money. The first way was Midin Oriv, which was if she tells you to give the money to somebody else, so the enjoyment that she has that you listen to her and you give the money to somebody else is considered like you gave her money, you can Mekadesh it that way. Secondly, we had the Chiddush was Midin Eved Kenani, that if you're giving the money, that she should be Mekudish to somebody else, so also the Kedushin helps for that other person. Even though it's not his money, it's your money, that's the din of Eved Kenani. And Eved Kenani could be freed when somebody else gives the money to the master, and therefore the master frees the Eved Kenani. So even though the Eved Kenani himself did not give any money, but since somebody else gave the money for him, it's considered like he gave the money. Here also, if the husband like makes a shliach, and the shliach gives his own money to the wife, so that money helps for the husband. Then the Gemara says, tain money l'pleni. If she says, listen, give the money to somebody else, v'yakadesh ani loy, and I'll be mekudeshes to that person. So it's a double trick here. So the Gemara says, mekudeshes midin shneim. In this case, the kedushin takes place Midin Shneim, using both Yisaitis we just learned. Again, she told the husband, she told the Shliach, give the money to my husband. So the Shliach now is using his own money and giving it to the husband. And because of that, she is becoming Mekudeshes to the husband. That's Tain Mona Leplaini. She tells the Shliach, give the money to somebody else. V'yakadesh ani loy, and I will become Mekudeshes to that person. So Mekadeshes Medin Shneim. The Kedushin takes place with both these dinim. What now? What happens here? Oriv, the loch of a cosigner, and Oriv, Lava Fagav the loy kamati and aliyode. Even though the cosigner doesn't receive any money, still come Meshavet Navshe. Still he has the right to Meshavet himself to put a chiv, that he has to pay back that loan, since he has enjoyment that the Malv is giving the money because of him. So I'll tell you, hi Yisusonami, this lady now, this wife also, Afagav de loika mota no liyodo, even though she is not receiving any money right now, still ka makno nafshei, she could be like makno herself, give herself over to her husband, because she has enjoyment, the fact that the shliach gave the money to somebody. So Mara says, midami, what does one have to do with the other? Orev, by the other cosigner, hide the kokonilei, kochasim amayna. Who is the cosigner being mechayiv, putting a chiyuv upon himself, to pay the money back to the malva, the one that gave the money? Now the malva is losing money. So since the malva is losing, like giving away the money, therefore the oriv could be mechayiv himself to pay the money back to the malva, because the malva is losing money now. But hi gavra, this person over here right now, this husband right now, is being kaina, this wife, and he's not losing out anything. Because he's not giving the money at all. It's the shliach right now that's spending his own money and giving it to the husband. So it should not even be midin orif. So this the Gemara says, Eved Kenani yachiach. For this problem, Eved Kenani will explain it to us. So like kochasim amayna, the Eved Kenani could go out free, even though he's not losing any money, he's not spending any money. The kokon yinashi could be kainer himself. So why? Because somebody else is paying for him. Here also, it's like the husband, even though he's not paying, but somebody is paying somebody else, the shliach, is giving enjoyment to his wife for him. So therefore, the shliach is giving the enjoyment, like giving the money to his wife, for the husband. Therefore, the husband can marry his wife. That's a din Eved Kenani, that somebody else could pay the money for you, and it's considered like you gave the money. So Gemara says, no, me dummy, it's not like the case of a Kanani. Over there, the master, the Odin, the master of the Eved, he is like freeing his Eved. He's being machne, giving up his Eved. You know why? Because kokoni, because he is the one that's receiving the money. He's receiving the kesef. But hoch over here, hi Yisusa, this lady, komachno nafshe, she's like being machne, giving over herself to her husband, v'loi kokanya v'loi midi, and she's not really receiving anything. The husband is not giving her anything. She's not receiving anything. Like nobody's giving her actually any money. So this we say no, Arav Yochiach. That's the limit we have by a co-signer. An Arav also, even though he doesn't receive any hanor, but with that enjoyment that the Malva is listening to him and giving the money because he said so, that's called the Arav receives enjoyment. So Afagav the Loi Kamati Hanor Liyodei, even though the co-signer does not really receive any real money, still Mishabed Navshei. Still he could be Meshabed and be Mechayiv himself. He has the obligation now to pay the loan back if the Leiva can't afford, can't pay it back later. Why? We said this far is because of that satisfaction, the fact that Malv is giving the money because of him. There also, this Isha has a satisfaction that since she told the Shliach to give the money to her husband, and the Shliach is listening to her, that's called she has satisfaction as if she received Hanor. So the Isha Lamaisa did receive something. The question is, the husband did not give away any money. The husband did not lose any money. So where is his Maisa Kedushin? So that's the Chiddush of Eved Kenani, that somebody else could give the money for you. Like over here, the Shliach right now is giving the money for the husband. So that's why it helps Midin Shneim. Now the Gemara says, Boi Rova. Rova asks a question like this. Heilach mono v'yakadesh ani locho mahu. Rav asks, what's going to be if the husband says, hey, Lechemona, take this money, and I want to be Mekadesh to you. Let's take this money. But she tells the husband, she tells the husband now, hey, Lechemona, take this money, and I want to be married to you. So, Ma, what's the Lecha? So, Ma, Mazutra, Mishmei, the Rav Papa Mekadesh. He said, yes, it is good. And we'll soon see why. Why is it good? The husband usually has to give the money. It says, he has to do the Maisa Kedushin. And here's the opposite. Here the wife is telling the husband, like, hey, lachmona, take a mona, and I want to be married to you. So true, the husband said, harayat mekadeshesli. But still, so what? The husband did not give her, she gave him. So why is this good? So, omalei Ravashi lamazutra. So Ravashi said back to Mazutra, he thought, like, in Cain, if so, he thought the reason why it's good is, because since he's being kind of the money, he's also being she's being makna herself to him also. So Mar says in Cain, Hever le nechosim sheish le machrayis, niknem in nechosim sheish le machrayis. A person is seated like karka, it's like nechosim sheish le machrayis. That means you have a guarantee, you'll get it, you won't lose it. Karka, ground, you don't lose. So a person is like karka. So here, she is being makna herself, Agav, like with the money, she's giving over. Money is called Nechosim Shein Lemachrayis. That could be lost. So you're telling me now the Havamina is, when she gives over the money, so since the husband is being kind of the money, Agav, the money is also being kind of her. So Gemara's question is, Yanan and we, Ipchotanan, we learn just the opposite. The halacha is, Nechosim Shein Lemachrayis. If you have some utensils, Nechosim, not like karka, it doesn't have a chrayis. Is nicknamed in the chosim sheshta machrayis. You could be kind of those utensils with karka. In other words, if I want to sell to you karka with utensils, so once you make a kinyan in the karka with a kinyan agav, you're automatically kind of the other utensils also. But the main kinyan has to be on the karka. So here it says the chosim sheshta machrayis, nicknamed in the chosim sheshta machrayis, the kesef v'shtar chazaka, with kesef v'shtar in chazaka, the locher is. There is just the opposite over here. Here, how could you be kind of the kesef, and I got the kesef, you're so kind of the wife? The Isha. So Mara says, no, Omale said back to him, me savrit, do you think I meant to say, me savrit, the omro le agav, that the kinyan agav over here, that since like she's giving away her money to the husband, Saga, because of the money, she's also giving away herself like to her husband. Is that the way the kinyan works here? Like, of course, that's not the kinyan here. For a few reasons. First of all, like the Gemara says, You can't be koine karka agav metaltlim. And secondly, that's not a maisa kedushin. Kedushin always is the husband has to make the maisa kedushin. The husband has to give away the money, and not that she gives him. Therefore, the Gemara says, "Hoch, you know what we're talking about over here? Hoch is a new svara, the adam choshev askinen. We're talking about the husband as a big talmud chacham. He's a very choshev person, and therefore there's a new svara of the behi hano for that enjoyment that she has. In other words, true, she gave him money." But it's a tremendous enjoyment that she has that such a Talmud Chacham accepts my present. So really it's considered that the husband is giving her back enjoyment. And for that enjoyment is the Kedushin. So Mar says, that enjoyment, to call Mekabu Matonimi no, that he accepts her present, Gomro Makna Lenashe. For that alone, she is Gomro Makna herself. In other words, it's considered as if the husband is giving something to his wife. Even though actually what's happening is the wife is giving, the lady is giving a big matana to the future husband, but since he's a big Talmud Chacham, the mere fact that he accepts it is a tremendous enjoyment back to the Isha. So therefore the Maisa is considered as if the husband is giving enjoyment to his wife, and that's considered Hanom, which is called Shavah Kesef. So therefore that's the Maisa Kedushin that the husband is doing. And of course the husband has to say now, Harayat Mekadeshesli Bahanozu. The Gemara says, Itmanam, we also learned like this, Mishmei the Rava, V'chein Linyin, Mamoino, we also learned the same halachas applies by Mamon. So Rashi says, Linyin Mamon means halachas of before. Hanech, Shmeita the Rava, the Afinan Kedushim, Medin Oriv, or Medin Ever Kanani. That we said before, even though you don't give the money over directly, you just give the money to somebody else. So that the Kenyan Kedushim, Medin Oriv, or Medin Ever Kanani, the same halachas would apply if you want to go buy a field. And you're supposed to pay the money. So instead of paying him the money, he tells you, give the money to somebody else. So he'll also be kind of the field with a din oruv. And the Gemara says, L'tzricha, I need this chiddush both places. Both by kedushin and by other kinyanim of mammon. Di yashmini kedushin, if you only hear the first chiddush, you get married this way. Mishum do isisa, nichalo v'choldo. Because the wife, like she wants to get married. So any little bit that she receives, that's enough for kedushin. And really, kiddush Rosh Lakish, like Rosh Lakish says, The Yom Rosh Lakish, Tav Lemesav Tandu, a lady would rather be double, now be married, but Lemesav Armula, to rather be sit alone, to sit like an Amona. So as a wife, always a lady, always wants to be married. So therefore we say with the Svar of Orev and Svar of Eved Kenani, it's considered enough enjoyment that she received for Kesav Kedushin. Abu Mamayna, when you want to go buy a field, maybe there the din is you have to give the Meicha the money. And maybe there it's not enough if he just tells you to give the money to somebody else. Amalai, maybe there it's not called enough enjoyment. So the chiddush is, even by mammon, by buying fields, also was called paying money. If I'd only hear this chiddush by mammon, I would say, Mishum di yisyoyiv lemechila. Because money anyway, the owner could always be meichel the money if he wanted to. So that's a svar also, any little bit of a type of enjoyment, the money you give him or he receives, is enough for the kinyan. Because he could be meichel, he could forgive you the money altogether. Abu Kedushin. A Maloda by Kedushin needs a Maisa Kinyan, a Maisa Kesef. There's a Maisa Kedushin, Ki Kachishisham. The wife can't be Meichel the money. There has to be a Maisa Nesina Sakesef. A Maloy, maybe then this Nesina is not enough when you give the money to somebody else, or somebody else gives the money to her for you. Tzricha, that's why I need to know, here also by Kedushin, it's all succeeded, the man gave his wife money. Omar Rav says like this. If a man says to his wife, Bishas Kedushin, his kad shali lachatzi, mikudeshes, I want you to be married to half of me. That's what the husband tells his wife. He gives her a ring, and he says, Arayat mikudeshes lachatzi. You are married to half of me. So then is mikudeshes, the Kedushin is chal. We'll soon see why. What about chatziecha mikudeshes li? The husband says, I want half of you to be married to me. The law is ain't mikudeshes, nothing doing, there's no maisa Kedushin. Omalei abayla rova. Maishina, what's the difference? Why do you say if he marries half of his wife? Why? The Torah says, you have to take a wife. A wife means a whole wife, and not a half a wife. If so, the Torah says, it says, ish, so you have to marry her to your whole self, and not to half of you. Why do you say if you're married to half of me, is it good? For loy chatzi ish, and it should not be enough to half of a man. Omalais, he answered back like this. Hachiyashti, what are you talking about? Like, Hosam isasa levetrei lechazia. A wife cannot be married to two husbands. So therefore, when you say you want to marry half of her, you only mean you want to marry half of her. And that's all. You only want the kedushin to be upon half of her, and that you can't do. That's called isha v'loy chati isha. Ela gavra, but the man, miloy chati levetrei. Isn't he fit to have two wives? So therefore, v'chikamalo, when the husband marries his wife and he says, you're married to half of me, you know what he meant to tell her? All he meant to tell her was, dibina lemitzvah achriti nesivna, that if I want to get married to another wife, I'm going to. That's all he means to tell her. He means to tell her, you're being married to half of me means that the other half of me, I may marry another wife. But not that only half of me is mekudesh to you. Avad I mean to make a regular kedushin. I only mean to tell you that I'm leaving, like I'm telling you, that I may marry another wife also, and he's allowed to do that. But when you marry your wife, half of your wife, you can't say you mean to tell her the other half of you can get married to somebody else, because that can't be. So therefore you mean to tell her you only want to marry half of her, and that's no kedushin. Oh, Malay Mazutra Breda Rav Mora Ravino, a question. True, but now when you tell her, Reya Mekudeshes Lachatzecha, I want to marry half of you, why isn't the kedushin chal v'nifshut to law kedusha bekula? True, let the kedushin only be chal on half of her. But once it's chal on half of her, automatically it should spread upon the whole isha. The Rashi says, because since you're using a lashon of hegdish, harayat mekudeshes, it's like lashon hegdish. So when you mekadesh half of her, automatically the kedushin should be chal over the whole isha. Why? Meanwhile, Tanya, didn't we learn? Hoi meragdesh zuela. If somebody has an animal and he says, listen, I want the foot of this animal to be a korban ayla. The halacha is tehekul ayla. Automatically, the whole animal becomes a korban ayla. And we see what? His pashkus. That even though you only will mekadesh the leg, the kedushin on the leg, the hegdish on the leg, spreads over the whole body. So why don't you say the same thing by your wife also? And the fidul aman the yom and kul ayla, even if you get some achleikis. Even if you only aman the yom, the whole animal does not become hegdish. But I tell you, over there, honey, I mean, when was that man the Yom Yisrael is halacha? Hecha, the Makdish, Dovish, and the Shammah Tluyaba. Only when you only start off with the leg, something that even if you cut off the leg, it won't die. It's not the part of the body that the Neshama is totally in it. Avo Makdish, Dovish, and the Shammah Tluyaba. But if you Makdish half of the animal, something if you cut it in half, it's going to die, have a cool oila. Then we say for sure what you Makdish, the main part of the body like, so automatically the kedushin, the hegdish is chal upon the whole animal. See also, when you mekadesh half of your wife, why do we say it's not chal at all? Let's say the opposite. Let's say it should be chal on half of your wife. And once the hegdish is chal on half of your wife, this kedushin, it should be automatically chal on the whole thing. So some learn the pshat is that it's a din in the loshin. In other words, it's a svar in the loshin. Even though you only said I want to marry half of you, but when you say such a loshin, since the halacha is that half of it should spread over the whole thing, it's considered like you said a good lashon. It should be considered like you said a complete harayat like kula mekadeshes li. That's the question. Since by hegdish alone the halacha would be, the hegdish would spread over the whole body, the whole behema, so male is considered like in the lashon, like you said, the whole thing should be kaddish. Zero, so let's consider as if you said, your whole wife should be mekadeshes to you. Tomorrow says, no, me dummy, it's not one of them like the other. Over there an animal means it's up to the owner completely to be makdashim. So therefore you could do half, it's chal the other half. But here your wife, you need her das. You need her consent also. You can't marry her without her consent. So when you told her I only want to marry half of you, that's all she said yes to. She even though you want to din hegdashim chal and loisha, but she's not maskim to the other half. Here it's no good. Holy diamond, this is not like Elul, but rather Laha to the other part. The Yomri of Yechon, it said like this. Behei Moshal Shnei Shutfim, if two people own an animal together. Hegdish Chetzia. Now one Shutif is Makdish, his half of the animal. So when he's Makdish, his half, he could be Makdish. But here we do not say the Hegdish is Chal upon the other half, because it doesn't belong to you. It belongs to somebody else. You're not a Bailim on the other half. So therefore it's only Chal half. And that half portion means that the kedushin is damim, that you have to sell your half and give the money to Hegdish. Now what happened was, v'chaz avalocha, and then you went and bought the other half off the other shutif, v'egdisha, and then you will makdish even the second half of your animal. So halacha is, kedusha v'yena kreva. It's like a chal, kedusha is damim upon this animal, but v'yena kreva, you cannot be makrevid now. this called Sutsi is called Dochoi. Since when you first were Makdish it, it was only Chal Hegdish on half, so it was not fit to be brought for a Korban, it's called Dochoi. This animal could never be brought for a Korban. See, when a lady buys the other half and you Makdish the other half, still the Locher is ain't a Kraver. It's not brought for a Korban. Rather, you have to sell it, and with the money you buy a Korban. Now, V'yoysa Tzmura, if you take another animal and say, HaReizu Tachazu, it's Takachal Tzmura, but Utzmuros L'Kiyoysa Boi. The second animal now that has the Din Tzmura has the same halacha like this first animal, that you could only sell it for the money, but not bring it for Korban. So therefore also, when you mark the sheaf of your wife, you can't say the other half should automatically be Chal, because it's not in your owner. You're not the owner of her. Like, you need her consent to be maskim to it. It's like you mark the sheaf of your animal and the other half belongs to somebody else. The hegdish is not chal on the whole animal. It's not up to you. So also by kedusha and by an isha, since you need her consent, and she was only maskim to half, we don't know she's maskim to the other half. Therefore, your loshen cannot be a loshen that you mark the whole isha. You only want to be mark the sheaf of her, and that's a psul. The Torah says isha, v'loi chatz isha. Now the Gemara says, Shema Mina from this last halacha class. We learn now from here three halachas. What are the three halachas? Shema Mina.